everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review to help others find this podcast as well. Last week, we talked about ways to tighten your waist. So if you want a slimmer waist, which I know most people do, go back and listen to last week's episode so you can find workout tips, nutrition tips, and also all the benefits of having a tighter waist and a stronger core as well. This week, we're going to be talking about signs that you are complaining too much. So this one hits right at home. And I'm sure right at home for a lot of other people as well. We'll just leave it at that. When it comes to complaining, then, there could be some negative impacts to your health. What are some of those negative impacts?
So it's not like, I'm not really going to go into deep details of like what the negative impacts are to our health, but like why we shouldn't vent all the time more so. First, it is actually okay to vent, right? There's times where just being able to like let it all out is, it's good. It can be very healthy for us, actually. But when it starts to become not healthy is when we're overly complaining about the same things, right? So like there was a issue that occurred. I complained to my husband often of an issue. And the next day it's the same complaint. And then the next day it's that same complaint and there's no solutions, right? It's not getting better. So then it's just becoming a burden then for my husband to hear this same complaint over and over again. So that's where you know you're complaining too much, right? When there's no solutions and it's just kind of bringing other people down too. And you don't want to burn out other people from complaining. So that's kind of the sign that you know you're complaining too much. Again, complaining, venting, or popping off, as some like to say, is actually healthy for us to do. Like, you want to be able to do it. You want to have a safe place where you can do that. Hence why there are a lot of people who benefit from therapy, including myself, right? There's seasons in my life that I know I would need to go to therapy due to situations occurring in my life. So, not saying that venting or complaining is the worst thing in the world, but having structure around our complaints. So, you know that complaining is actually not good when you're starting to feel worse before you even vented to the person, right? So you're already getting all of those negative things, and that's all you're hearing in your brain as well. We talked a few weeks ago about like burnout. Well, this also leads to burnout when we're overly complaining. So having just that feeling that you actually feel worse once you're done complaining, then you know that it really isn't being helpful to vent in that moment. You know that you're overly complaining when you're resisting any solutions brought to you by other people. So you might just not want to hear. And there are times where it's okay to tell the other person, like, I just need you to listen right now. I don't need any advice from you.
It's good communication there.
Yes, it is good communication to be able to tell someone that. But it's not good when they are offering advice to you about that same situation that you're complaining to them, right? So again, if you're just complaining one time and you're just like, I just need to get this off my chest, I don't need your advice, that's one way of doing it, and that could be a healthy way of doing it. But when you're coming to that person the second time about the same situation, it becomes then more of a burden for them, especially if it's a loved one trying to help you. Then it they can't, and they feel even worse themselves. So there's no resolution there. And that's when we know that that complaint is going overboard. And we're also repetitively then dwelling on the negative emotions without any conclusion. So there needs to be a time to where you're receptive to what others are bringing to you as solutions as well. You know you're over complaining when you ignore any silver lining. So sometimes there's some positive in situations. It was really funny. I had someone come up to me the other day and they were like, you know, I'm just really having a bad day. Here's this happened this morning, and then this happened when I was in the middle of my day, and now this happened. And I was like, but wait, you showed me this really cool tool and game that you were able to come up with on your own. Like, that's amazing. And they kind of had to step back themselves and were like, oh, wait, yeah, there was a positive in my day. So have to look for some silver linings, even though it might be a really bad day. Try to find some of those silver linings within the day, because there are some there. And then you know you're over complaining when you complain in a mean-spirited way. So maybe there's a person at work that you're just can't get over, whatever it is, right? Or they're bringing that situation to you and it's making you bogged down and feel bad. So then you say something mean-spirited about that person. We just had our presidential election, so maybe we're complaining whether each side, doesn't matter what side you're on, but you're complaining because maybe you don't like the outcome, or maybe you're complaining because of some of the views of what the outcome is. Either way, whatever it is, it's not healthy to then have that mean spirit towards whoever or whatever the situation is. So when we start to become mean-spirited, then that complaining is no longer productive to you. So that's kind of like those negative impacts, or like knowing that you are over-complaining. Also, you start to wear out your support system. I kind of said that already, but bringing down those that are in your support system with those complaints, so you know, like you're overly complaining or complaining too much when those get burnt down as well. So how can we start to complain in a more beneficial way?
Well, let me jump in with some stuff as well in terms of the negative impact. And yeah, I've fallen into that trap many times of when your wife is venting to you, whether you should come up with some sort of solution or if you should more so just listen. So ladies, please communicate to us. It's very simple. Let us know beforehand if you're looking for tips and a resolution or just looking for someone to be there and listen to you. Simple resolution to that. You know, we try to guess and sometimes we guess wrong. So that's a good way to communicate. But yeah, we all complain from time to time. But did you know that habitual complaining can really have serious health consequences for you? Just because whenever we complain, we release different hormones, one of those being cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. And while that can be helpful in small doses to kind of motivate you and keep you moving and keep you going, if cortisol is kind of just chronic and at elevated levels in your body for long periods of time, that can really lead to serious health conditions. Some of those health conditions could be high blood pressure, weight gain, even increased risk of diabetes, and mental issues as well. So that can lead to anxiety, depression, and really just a general pessimistic outlook on life. So you want to make sure that you're not kind of hovering in a state of negativity like that all the time. And really the benefits of, before we get into more so of those techniques, you know, the benefit of kind of really reducing your negative self-talk will be that you can lower those stress levels, you can lower that cortisol. What that's going to do, that's going to improve your mood, that's going to enhance your relationships, as you were speaking about. Really just having a positive mindset has been shown to improve your cardiovascular health. You can also have a stronger immune system, so you're not getting as sick as much. Whenever you're stressed out all the time, that's where your immune system's weakened, and that's where you end up getting these colds and flu and those type of viruses all the time. And really, you can just have a much longer lifespan. There has been many studies that have shown that those who live a more stress-free life live longer lives, just have a more increased resilience to everything going on in life and everything going on around you, which leads to better problem-solving skills and really just better relationships in general. So what are those techniques?
Yeah. So different ways to set like limits on your complaining is to set limits on your complaining, right? So to reduce the amount of complaining that you're doing, you can literally set a timer or ask a person if you're like, you know, you're working on this and you know you can't do it on your own, ask your spouse or your friend or whoever it is you're complaining to set a timer. No more than 30 minutes of you being able to vent about whatever the situation is. And then that's it. No more after the 30 minutes. I did try this with a friend of mine a few years ago. They were going through a really tough situation and they just could not bring themselves out of it. So I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. You're setting a timer, 7 minutes. I'm going to check in on you in those after those 7 minutes, because I also am setting a timer. Cry, scream, do whatever you need to do for those 7 minutes, and then you're going to go for a walk. And they did that, they set the timer, and then they went and got out of like that headspace of whatever the situation was. So setting a timer does help to let you have that time to complain or get whatever it is off your chest or out, whether it be your crying or whatever it is, but then moving on, right? It's okay to have it, but we also need to move forward. What's the solution after? So setting a time limit, go into these willing to have that reciprocation. So yes, maybe it is one moment that you just don't need that person to say anything back to you, and you know that you'll be okay. You just needed to vent and you'll find that solution. But maybe there is a time, especially if it's the same complaint over and over, that you need to also be willing to listen to that person and what their solutions are to be able to come to a solution for that problem. So going into these situations, being able to listen back to what other people are offering as resolutions as well, and attempting those solutions to see if it will help to solve the problem. I did this a couple of weeks ago at work, actually. I just felt like I was being overwhelmed. Like I literally was crying at work, and my coworkers were great in that they offered different solutions to me. We tried one of those solutions out and it has gotten better for me. So it works, right? Like being willing to, and open to hear what others have as solutions and then practicing those solutions. Wrapping up our complaints by getting into some gratitude. So at the end of complaining, whatever the problem is, try to find those silver linings. Try to find those good things that have happened. I think all of us can say, especially as adults now, that we have had some sort of conflict in our lives, but knowing that we've made it through those conflicts, challenges, whatever you want to call them, on a better note, like on the other side of it, and being able to look back and say to yourself, like, I can persevere. I can get through hard things. Like, I've gotten through other conflicts in my past, so I know I'll get through this as well. So finding ways to remember how you got through those, or just being in the moment and being thankful for the things that you do have that others may not have. Like being able to celebrate Christmas with family or friends, or being able to like go outside for a walk and not have to be scared. Being able to have clean water, like small things that we can be grateful for on our daily basis, that makes those problems that we keep coming back to seem not a problem at all. So finding ways that you can show or have that gratitude, or ways and things that you can be grateful for in your life right now that make that problem that we keep returning to not seem so big anymore. So those are some ways that you can refocus your mind to be able to get out of that funk of whatever the issue is that you keep returning to. Hopefully this has helped you to be able to have a few ways that if you've been kind of pessimistic lately, to get out of that zone, get out of that mindset and into more of a positive mindset.
All right. Yeah, some great tips there. Very important to practice gratitude. I've been trying to keep a gratitude journal, so that helps two parts there with the gratitude and also the journaling aspect of it. So maybe try to write down three things that you're thankful for each day. And this simple practice can help you focus on the positive impacts of your life. Try to focus on your strengths instead of dwelling on your weaknesses. Make a list of your strengths and positive qualities and reflect on those, which can help boost your self-esteem, your confidence, and just create a positive outlook. Also have self-compassion, which I know I struggle with as a perfectionist. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. And make sure that you bring that inward. When you make a mistake, instead of criticizing yourself, just really acknowledge that it's okay to make mistakes and be imperfect. I'm working on that every single day myself. Mindfulness, so important. I meditate about 4 to 5 days a week for 15 minutes each morning. And that really just kind of helps you really stay present and kind of reduce the tendency to kind of ruminate on those negative thoughts. Another one is breathing techniques. I highly recommend looking up the Wim Hof breathing technique on YouTube. Again, we do that about 4 to 5 nights a week. I do it nightly. She does it in the morning. But that breathing technique is another form of meditation. Just kind of helps you focus on the present and remember that you're safe and secure and stop letting your mind wander and dwell in the negativity. Surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with positive people. Consume uplifting content such as this. And really just, it's all about the company you keep and make sure that you're surrounding yourself with other positive people and not those negative Nancys that like to find the negative in everything.
Sorry if your name is Nancy.
Yeah, well, send you apologies. So shift your attention. This could be as simple as, I think you touched on this, taking a walk. You could also listen to your favorite music or just focus on a hobby that you enjoy. So if you have some other tips on how to stay positive, make sure you drop those tips in our comments on YouTube, also on our social medias, TikTok and Instagram. And really remember that, you know, it takes time to build that positive mindset because our minds just typically want to go into the negative. And we can talk more about the reasons for that, but really stems back to protect your body, wanting to protect you and kind of keep you in your comfort zone. So make sure that you're just trying these tips and start implementing them into your life. And it's going to be worth it. And really just celebrate your progress along the way and try not to be critical of yourself as you're trying to implement these practices into your life. So that's about all we had for this week. Make sure you follow A Superhumanistic on everything. Hit this follow button on the podcast so you never miss another episode. And remember to stay positive, stay healthy, and you'll be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.